Next item under old business is conditional use number 1850, the applicant being Inland Bays LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion on CU 1850 Inland Bays LLC. I move that we recommend approval of CU 1850 for Inland Bays LLC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This project previously received approval approximately 6 years ago, but that approval had lapsed. It is appropriate to recommend approval again, but with the conditions and stipulations. The property is zoned MR in an area that has developed with similar residential projects. These include the Salt Pond, RPC, the courts, and the lakes at Old Mill. There are also other MR and GR zones with some conditional use for multifamily dwelling. The project is also surrounded on two sides by Bethany Lake development. The project is appropriate for the site because central water and sewer are available. In this case, there will be central sewer provided by the Sussex County Cedar Neck Sewer District. Water will be provided by Sussex Shores Water Company. The project is located in a developing district according to the updated Sussex County Land Use Plan. The project will be served by amenities that are on site. These amenities include swimming pool, tennis courts, and clubhouse. With the stipulations placed upon this approval, there will be no adverse impact on traffic or neighboring or adjacent properties. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 48. All entrance, intersection, roadway, multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. Recreational facilities and amenities, including a swimming pool and clubhouse, shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit for the project. The applicant stated that amenities and recreational features are located for convenient access and that central amenity areas are isolated from adjacent developments. To accomplish these stated goals, the recreational area shall be relocated to a centralized interior location within the development. The development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Cedar Neck Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department standards. Project shall be served by public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management and erosion and sediment control. As required in the original approval, the existing poplar trees along the western boundary shall be retained. In addition, a split rail or similar type fence shall be installed along the western and northern boundaries of the property. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Construction, site work, grading, and delivery of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on and off the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Landscaping and lawn maintenance shall be the responsibility of the condominium association. Best management practices shall be utilized to minimize any environmental impact. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan of the project and shall also show all undisturbed forested areas. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice shall be included in the final site plan. Condominium declaration plan and within the condominium government document stating that hunting activities may occur on neighboring lands. No buildings shall encroach into any wetlands. A vegetated buffer of at least 20 feet shall be established along the eastern boundary of the properties. As agreed by the applicant in its plus response, the applicant shall cooperate with NNREC to perform a survey of the property to record any state rare or federally listed plants, animals, or natural features. If this conditional use is approved by County Council, the final site plan for this project must be approved within 3 years, or this conditional use shall become null and void. Lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, subject to the conditions of this recommendation and the conditions that Council may impose if this application is approved. The final site plan shall be substantially similar to the preliminary site plan.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second to recommend approval for the reasons and with the stipulations as articulated by Mr. Burton for the applicant, Inland Bays Conditional Use Number 1850. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Zero. Motion carries 4-0.